Do you like sunrises? This is a beautiful sunrise over the Keswick Bridge. There's something amazing about sunrises. What is it about sunrises? Why are they so beautiful? Why is it that they fill us with a sense of hope? When's the last time you got up early to see a sunrise? I've not always been very good at getting up early, but this morning I was up at 5:15 while it was still dark. And then I started to hear the birds, and then just creation coming alive. This is what helped me. This is my new alarm clock. And it's called a sunrise alarm clock. And you can have the birds tweeting. And it actually gradually, over 30 minutes, gets brighter and brighter and brighter until Alison thumps me. But isn't it fantastic how a new day has got so much promise? What is the new day going to bring? New beginnings. That poet that we listened to earlier, he's written a couple of poems about the new dawn. A new light arrives. This is the first one. Buried in the night, anxious thoughts crowded darkly around me. The last thing I expect is a miracle. The last thing I expect is God riding the dawn. But then, like the only answer we ever need, a new light arrives, splashing grace paint on the worn-out canvas of my heart. And all of a sudden, hope is running along the tops of the trees, wild-eyed and rampant. He's written another one called Stepping Out at First Light. I can identify with this as someone who has not found it easy to get up in the morning. But in the last 2 years, I've been doing early mornings and really saying, why didn't I do this before? It's such an amazing time of the day. Why do I not do this every time? Watch as the dawn spills the holy light over the dark canvas of trembling night. Why do I not do this every day? Listen as the birds open their throats to proclaim that redemption is alive as they call out its name. Why so often do I stay inside? Perhaps I believe that it's better to hide than to be shown the hand of God and decide. Well, do you know how many sunrises there were on Easter Day? On that first day, do you know how many sunrises? Do you want to have a guess? Do you know there was two sunrises? The sun has risen, and the sun has risen. And the message of Easter is the message about the risen sun. And in the good news of the Gospel of John, the most important thing is that we know the risen sun. He said that at the end of his gospel. These things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from its entrance. She was full of despair and sadness. And we know there's so many things happening in our lives, in our world, to make us filled with sadness. There's people who are very ill that we love very much. There are people like yourselves, boys and girls, you've been through lockdown, stuck in your room, not at school. It's been a hard couple of years, hasn't it? A war in Ukraine. While it is still dark in the world today, where do we find hope? Where do you find your hope? Well, we find it in the Bible. And you know, in the very first sentence in the Bible, it says, it began in darkness. It began in darkness. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And at the beginning of John's gospel, It says, in the beginning, Jesus, the Word, was with God. He was God. He was there with God, creating the earth. Everything we see was made through Jesus Christ. He goes on to say that in him was life, and that life was the light for all the world. Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Guidance. Looking for guidance today, looking for clarity in our confusion, look to Jesus, who gives us light, but he also gives us life. He was standing outside the tomb of Lazarus, and he shouted, Lazarus, come out. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though they die. And then the last thing he said was, do you believe this? And that's the key thing on Easter morning. Do we believe it? Do we believe him? Do we believe in the risen Son? But then the lights went out. At noon, darkness came over the whole land for 3 hours. And he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? As he became an offering, a sacrifice for our sins, for the sins of the whole world. Cut off, he was, from the land of the living. And as that song says, oh, to see the dawn of that darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary. Oh, to see the dawn. We want to rush on to see the dawn, but we can't make sense of the dawn if we don't make sense of why he died on the cross. Because the cross makes no sense without the resurrection, and the resurrection makes no sense without the cross. The two together are one event by which God gave his only Son. God gave his only Son on the cross. And it looked like God had rejected him. But when God raised him on the third day, he vindicated him. Death could not hold him because he was sinless. So Mary doesn't know this yet. She's going to the tomb and she discovers that Jesus Christ has risen. Jesus, the Son of God, had forgotten the things that he'd said, and she put her faith and trust in him anew. Perhaps you've put your faith and trust in Jesus one day in the past, but it's all a bit hazy now, maybe all a bit formal. Perhaps you need to be reminded this morning of what it cost him on that cross and what he gives to you, that life in all its fullness. Let's focus in on the word Son. It's about the risen Son. These are some key verses. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The life that is offered cannot be found anywhere else but in Jesus Christ. He's the only way to the Father. What is this eternal life? It's not just existence beyond the grave. It's a love relationship. It was love that sent Jesus to the cross. It was love that the Father had in his heart when he sent Jesus to the cross. And it is love that he offers us in this eternal life. Now, this is eternal life, that you may know the only true God, that you may know him, not just in your head, but in a relationship, in a living relationship which is through all the darkness. And that's why we can have hope in the darkness, because nothing can separate us from his love. Nothing at all. That is the distinctive thing about the Christian life. It's not that we don't have the suffering. It's not that we don't have illness or bereavement or stress or anxiety or have to live through injustice. The distinctive is that we know God through the darkness. He is our shepherd. And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not fear, for he is with us. That's what Easter's all about. And it's becoming part of his family. Because if we receive Jesus through faith, we become his children. And Jesus' Father becomes our Father. That's what he said to Mary. Mary, who was ostracized from everybody because of the way she lived. Nobody would look her in the eye. But Jesus looked her in the eye and said, Mary. She said, Master. He said, I am going to my Father and your Father, Mary, to my God and your God. So as we come out from the service today, it's not as if it's going to be light and plain sailing. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. None of us do. The immediate tomorrow. But we know that because he lives, we can face the ultimate tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, we know the future. And he will call us by name on that day. The day we die, we go into his presence and he calls us by name. He calls us. Isn't that amazing? That's worth living for. We all have the opportunity of a new beginning, a new start. And because he is gentle and humble, he will help us to change and will give us his power to change. He will give us forgiveness and help us to forgive others. Think of Peter, how he denied Jesus 3 times. And then he went on to be his great apostle, and he wrote the words in 1 Peter 1:3, where he says, we have a living hope. We have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, an inheritance that will never perish, spoil, or fade. Because he came to know that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Victory. Victory over sin and death. And it makes sense of life. This is a quote from C.S. Lewis, who wrote the Narnia Chronicles. He said, I believe in Christianity as I believe in the sun that has risen. Not because I see it, but by it I see everything else. And I can remember the day I started following Jesus, age of 21. I remember I got up early, which was a really unusual thing for me as a 21-year-old. I didn't have a sore head. I had not been drinking the night before. And as I walked the streets of Edinburgh in Morningside, where my flat was, it was as if I could see with new eyes. I saw the creation. I heard the birds singing. I saw the colors. And I think it was because I had been connected with my Creator. And I, if no one was around, I would even sing a song of joy. My chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose, went forth, and followed thee. It was total joy. And we can have this Easter hope because it is everyone. He died for all, but not all will choose to trust in him. But everyone is invited, everyone is urged to take hold of this hope, to move from grief to joy, from an absence. God is absent to God is present all the time, from confusion to clarity, from fear to courage, and from despair to hope. And one day, the darkness will go forever. The chaos will go forever. That is promised by Jesus Christ, that one day, it will all be brought to a wonderful conclusion. And where will you be on that day when he comes back again? The one on the cross, the one who rose from the dead, he said, he's now on the throne. He's now on the throne of heaven. And he says, I make all things new. And just as he stood at the tomb of Lazarus, he will shout out our names. And if we hear the voice of the Son of God, we will rise from the grave and we will live. And I want to live for him today and tomorrow, not just for some future point. I want to live for him today and tomorrow. And that's why this alarm clock reminds me that every day is a fresh opportunity. Every day is a new beginning. But whether we will take that opportunity, we'll take that invitation to trust in him, or whether we'll just carry on as before. It says here, this alarm clock reminds me of a verse which says from Ephesians, wake up, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And quite often, we're just walking from day to day, sleepwalking, and God is giving us this wonderful life, this wonderful purpose, this wonderful presence, and he says to us, wake up, O sleeper, and rise from the dead. He calls us to follow him, and he will shine his light upon us. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the hope which we have in you, the hope we can find nowhere else. We thank you for what it cost you and the love that brought you to the cross. And we thank you, Father, that you rose him from the dead on the third day. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, help us to follow you. And thank you that you have the love for us to call us each day. And I pray that if we hear your voice today, that we will not harden our hearts, but that we will turn to you in prayer, whether that be early morning, middle of the day, or late at night. Let us not close our ears to your loving call. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.